Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org for Thursday, November 25th, 2010. Today, the news summary coincides with the International Day for Elimination of Violence Against Women. With regard to this fact, a gender equality report that was released in late October, funded by the European Union Programme for Enhancing Equality Between Men and Women in the Euromed region, stressed that in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem, women continue suffering from gender-based violence, especially physical and psychological attacks at the hands of their husbands or couples, honor killings, and early marriage. Also today, Israeli army fired a missile at a motorcycle rider in Al-Zaytun neighborhood, south of Gaza City. No injuries were reported. Later in the day, Palestinian fighters exchanged fire with Israeli soldiers stationed near Nervi. In the West Bank, Israeli army demolished the house of two brothers, Iyat and Muhammad Al-Amur, in the village of Yatta, in the eastern area of Hebron. Several houses of the area are threatened to be confiscated for the benefits of the Nervi settlement of Carmiel. The Research and Documentation Unit at the Jerusalem Center for Social and Economic Rights reported that in the Shufat refugee camp north of Jerusalem, a four-year-old child was wounded 2 weeks ago after Israeli soldier pushed her mother while carrying her way to Jerusalem hospital. On the other hand, activists with Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement claimed another victory on Wednesday as Swedish and Norwegian pension funds announced their divestment from companies doing business in Israel settlements or with the Israeli military occupying Palestinian land. This announcement is just the latest in a series of divestments from Israeli and foreign companies contract with the Israeli military or settlements. In Tel Aviv, a number of Israeli extremists attacked on Tuesday at night two employees working at the Jordanian embassy. The two employees suffered concussions and bruises to various parts of their bodies after two soldiers in civilian clothes demanded that they present their passport. The Jordanian Foreign Ministry is holding talks with its embassy in Tel Aviv in order to unveil the circumstances of the attack and to conduct the needed measures, due to Jordan does not have an official ambassador in Israel. And in Paris, members of the Jewish Defense League attacked earlier this week a photo exhibition of the German photojournalist Kai Widenhofer about the massacre in Gaza Strip during the Israeli Operation Cast Lead offensive. The exhibition is being held at the Modern Art Museum of the city. The extremists were stopped before sabotaging the exhibition, but they managed to disrupt the visitors' entrance, chatting slogans against the museum and cheering in favor of Zionism. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Kassis and Anne Idazabal.